China's new political leadership is promising to do more for the country's millions of impoverished farmers and close the gap between those who've benefited from economic reforms and those left behind. The pledges come at the end of a 13-day-long meeting of the National People's Congress. While China may be refining its economy, there is little indication that political reforms are under serious consideration. China's new president, Hu Jintao, says the country is prosperous and has a bright future. In his first speech since taking office, Mr. Hu pledged to rejuvenate the Chinese nation. The Communist Party's selection of President Hu and Prime Minister Wen Jiabao was approved by the just-completed National People's Congress in China's most sweeping leadership transition in a decade. They now preside over the world's fastest-growing economy, which modernized China's coastal cities, but did little for the rural areas where most of China's 1.3 billion people live and farm. Some residents of rural and western areas complain they've been shortchanged by Beijing's past economic development efforts. But now Prime Minister Wen says he'll make boosting rural incomes the top priority for his new government. Mr. Wen says rural poverty hurts demand and slows China's crucial economic growth. Rural residents are likely to welcome the greater emphasis on their problems because millions of impoverished farmers have already had to leave the land to seek work in the cities. But urban areas have unemployment problems as well. China's move from a centrally planned economy to a more market-oriented one means thousands of state-owned companies are closing. That's thrown tens of millions of people out of work, raising worries about social stability. The government is working to improve a social security system to help care for the jobless, needy, and elderly, but it's expensive and falls short of the need. University of Michigan China scholar Kenneth Lieberthal says this long list of tough, expensive problems means China's new leaders will have to settle for adjusting existing policies rather than starting bold new ones.
These are items that are going to make money very scarce and require very, very tough choices as to trade-offs among very worthy efforts. And I think those are really going to take up the time and attention and energy of the new leadership for a few years to come.
Private companies have created millions of jobs for displaced workers, but private sector growth is hampered by China's troubled banking system, which is crippled by hundreds of billions of dollars in bad loans and other problems. China's economic reforms brought enormous economic growth by opening up the stagnant state sector to competition. Some experts argue China's economic reform and growth will run out of steam unless accompanied by a more open political system. But China is tightly ruled by the Communist Party, which decides policy and supervises government activities. The party cracks down harshly on any perceived threat to its dominant role in society, jailing members of unauthorized religious groups like Falun Gong, members of China's Democracy Party, and even communists with unorthodox views. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Wen says political reform that will eventually ensure the people's role as masters of the country is on the agenda. Prime Minister Wen says bringing out changes in the country's political structure is a firm objective of his party and his government. But his vision of political reform is seen by some analysts as being limited to trying to reduce corruption and improve the courts and not opening the system to competing ideas. Author and analyst Willie Lam says he expects the new government to move cautiously and expects that any political reform is at least 5 years down the road.
They will leave aside contentious and potentially destabilizing issues such as political reform for the time being.
So China watchers expect the country's new ruling elite to continue economic reforms, but with more emphasis on meeting the needs of many people left behind in the nation's rush for economic growth. These experts say there are baby steps toward political reform, but they don't expect the tightly controlled political system to open up in the near future. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.